Welcome to One Poem Only. I'm Maggie Devers. On Sundays, we do things a little differently. Instead of just one poem, today I'll read all the poems from the past week. A quiet recap, a second listen, or maybe a first chance to catch what you missed. And at the end, I'll share one new poem to carry us into the week ahead. So settle in, and let's revisit this week in verse. And then, something fresh to close. Light. I'm afraid of the dark, and so is he. We hold each other close and drift off into dreams. The closet light is on, just how we like it. Light spills from beneath the door, bathing the room in its warmth. The basement, being alone, silence, death, belong to the dark. The kitchen table, love, togetherness, life, belong to the light. Kindred spirits safe in our nest. We don't need to fear the shadows. We can see them as well as they can see us. The irony is not lost on me that when we are most at peace, we close our eyes, embracing the darkness. I am empathetic because I still fear the dark. Maybe moms aren't supposed to admit that. I don't think it's a weakness. It just is. But what a privilege it is to be his light now. By Shannon West. The Cloak of Quiet Light. I weave a thread of silver white around my chest, soft, shielded tight. A shimmer glow no one can see, but here it stands, protecting me. No harsh word sticks, no shadow stays. I'm held in warmth through stormy days. By Dorothy Howells. Dreams. I'm 3 months postpartum and I'm dreaming again. Not the kind you get when you're asleep. What is sleep anyway? The kind you get when you're awake, when your eyes are open and you feel alive. The kind of dreams that remind you of your fire. I say hello to them and they feel like a long-lost friend that you meet up with in an empty parking lot at 5 a.m. to watch the sunrise and talk about what life will be like when you finally leave this town. They feel like October. They feel like the bonfire. I can hear the wood cracking. I can smell the hay bale I'm sitting on. The beanie I'm wearing makes my forehead itchy, but my best friend is sitting next to me and just offered me his jacket, so I forget about it for a while. They feel like I'm standing in the front row at my favorite singer's concert, jumping up and down, screaming the words to every single song. They feel like no one can touch me. They feel like my son will never go wanting. They feel like something worth hunting, and nothing can stop me. Nothing. By Cecilia Knight. On my own. In the air of the city, I feel like a hermit, sauntering across landscape with lavenders and a breeze that welcomes me where I always belonged. It is serene waters that touch my storm, wishing me luck to never settle, but embrace warm cuddles that I chase within. I see the sky turning pink, blue, and purple. All the hues that prosper my energy to bear the brunt of times, alone and afar. It is to walk away and closer to the earth, smelling its freshness, that sense of spring that reminds me of home. Where my mom writes me letters of love, but not sending them my way. Rather making me strong in my skin, to be on my own. By Srishti Jain. Glass half. I'm sorry for this mess all over the all over, the carpet, dragging at my heels like a half-dead dog. Look at me. My empty is so big, my stomach full of stars unapologizing on the way down. At least I can say, I bellied the sky. By Michaela Godding. magnetism. By the impulse of my will, by the red flame in my blood, by me nerves' electric thrill, by the passion of my mood, my concentrated desire, my undying, desperate love, I ignore fate, I defy her. Iron-hearted death I move. When the town lies numb with sleep, here, round-eyed I sit, my breath quickly stirred, my flesh a-creep, and I force the gates of death. I nor move nor speak. You deem from my quiet face and hands I were tranced, but in her dream she responds. She understands. I have power on what is not, or on what has ceased to be. From that deep, earth-hollowed spot, I can lift her up to me. And, or ere I am aware, through the closed and curtained door, comes my lady white and fair, and embraces me once more. Though the clay clings to her gown, yet all heaven is in her eyes. Cool, kind fingers press mine eyes. To my soul her soul replies. But when breaks the common dawn, and the city wakes, behold, my shy phantom is withdrawn, and I shiver lone and cold. And I know when she has left, she is stronger far than I, and more subtly spun her weft than my human wizardry. Though I force her to my will, by the red flame in my blood, by my nerves' electric thrill, by the passion of my mood, yet all day a ghost am I, nerves unstrung, spent well, dull brain. I achieve, attain, but die, and she claims me hers again. By Emma Lazarus. All the words for blue. I press pencils between my toes to loosen the webbing holding me together. You must breathe into the pressure, diaphragmatically. The way that word rolls out. Just like that. Diaphragmatically. Mine is weak from holding my breath all my life. I forgot how to open my back and make room for air. I forgot how to expand. But I'm learning. On the exhale, I imagine smog spewing out my nose. I feel fresh like LA after the rain. The sky, that perfect blue. Azzurro. They call it in Italian. Of course, a country of painters has a bounty of words for blue. Blue, celeste, turchino, true blue, baby blue, sea blue. Azzurro. To hold an understanding of color, to know the truth of blue, helps me breathe. By Maggie Devers. Thank you for listening, poetry lover. Come back tomorrow. The curtain rises again.